Patrang 901, Mumbai, Kartik Sud 15, 1956. Om. Guru Gandhar, chief disciple of the Tirthankar, the possessor of manifold virtues and the abundant lineage, possessor of vows, austerities, body unclad, salutations to the crest jewel of Dharma. The world, while indulging in sense objects, does not find rest due to delusion of the nature of the self. The only remedy for infinite, unobstructed happiness is abidance in the self alone. This is the only beneficial remedy seen by the Enlightened One. Bhagwan Jin has expounded the Dwadashangi, Jain canons, only for this purpose. And due to that greatness alone, it is magnificent, it is victorious. The one who gets delighted listening to the words of the Enlightened One truly believes the consciousness and the inert as separate, experiences that, and in due course, abides in the self. Abidance in the self ensues from right experience. Due to the elimination of the faith-deluding karma, supreme devotion towards the path of the Enlightened One arises. Right belief of the truth arises. With right belief of the truth, the flow of inclination turns towards pure consciousness. To experience pure consciousness, one must eliminate conduct-deluding karma. Conduct-deluding karma get annihilated with steadfastness in the path of the consciousness of the Enlightened One. A supremely profound experience ensues from detachment. O noble, best of ascetics, for that non-attached pure consciousness alone, day and night, I yearn for the opportunity of solitude. O best of ascetics, practice detachment. If it brings harmony by not meeting for 2 years, and if there is no better remedy, then eventually you may do so. Salutations to the great ones who are absorbed, are getting absorbed, and shall get absorbed in the non-attached consciousness. Om.